910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, blasted Iowa's 6-week abortion ban that went into effect Monday, putting the blame squarely on former President Trump.
1 in 3 women of reproductive age in America lives in a state with a Trump abortion ban.
Her campaign also calling out Trump for his comments to evangelical Christians over the weekend.
You gotta get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
The campaign calling that further proof democracy is under assault. The Pentagon announced another $200 million in military aid for Ukraine and is budgeting $1.5 billion more for future weapons purchases. The U.S. enters Tuesday's Olympic competition with a world-leading 20 medals, only 3 gold, though. Officials postponed Tuesday's triathlon, the Seine River in Paris, too polluted to swim in after recent heavy rain. They'll try again Wednesday. This is ABC News. With numerous wildfires burning in the American West, a new study asserts smoke from those fires is worse for your brain than air pollution.
New findings reported at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Philadelphia show tiny particles in wildfire smoke, about 30 times smaller than a human hair's width, that are inhaled deep into the lungs and move into the bloodstream, can play a role in dementia. The study finding the odds of dementia increased by 21% for every 1 microgram increase in wildfire particles. The chief science officer of the Alzheimer's Association says more research is warranted. Alex Stone, ABC News.
After a bidding war at Heritage Auctions, the gold-colored outfit Carrie Fisher wore as Princess Leia in Return of the Jedi sold for $175,000 this past Friday. She wore it on set, but it was switched out for the one seen in the movie's final version, which was more comfortable. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where WBZH, The Buzz, and Civic Media come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call WBZH The Buzz today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed!
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on 2 proposed constitutional amendments on August 13th. State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says the questions are intentionally confusing and would slow down money from Washington to Wisconsin communities in an emergency. A strict abortion law is now in effect in neighboring Iowa, where most abortions are now banned after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
I feel sorry for the women in Iowa. This is a national issue. It's not just a Wisconsin issue or an Iowa issue. Women should have the right to determine their reproductive health.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear 2 abortion cases in the months to come. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the first pitch of the game, and Milwaukee's Tobias Myers had just given up a solo home run shot. And you wondered if the Marlins would sweep the Brewers at AmFam Field. But home runs by Jake Bauer, Jackson Chourio turned it into a 6-2 win for the Brewers. Devin Williams able to make his first appearance of the season to close out the game. NFL, the Packers completing two weekend practices in pads. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked, how did Jordan Love go from being his backup to the highest paid quarterback in NFL history?
Well, first of all, since you mentioned it, I want to give a shout out to Jordan Love becoming the highest paid player in the NFL.
There you go.
J-Love, don't spend it all in one place. But if you do, I still have a house in Green Bay that's up for sale.
There we go.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Earlier in the offseason, he told me the same thing, but... No, somebody will buy it. It's probably not me.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Partly cloudy skies and a little patchy fog forming. We'll be in the lower 60s at daybreak, or winds on the light side. For Tuesday, we'll see a partly sunny sky, highs in the middle 80s, and showers and thunderstorms moving in. It's 66 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Hans Breitenmoser about efforts to protect the farm and land conservation programs Republicans are hell-bent on slashing.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Congressman Khanna has not shown up. So, you know, what can I say? You're stuck with me. My apologies. We hadn't heard from his staff this morning, so that should have been a clue. But, you know, these things happen from time to time. So, that said, there is a lot in the news. I'm just going to share one quick story with you here, and then I'll pick up your calls, unless Congressman Khanna pops up on the screen here. Joe Biden nominated Val Demings to the U.S. Postal Service's Board of Directors. I mentioned that last week. But I've got some details here from Joyce Vance that I didn't have before. I didn't know or understand, that I wanted to share with you. He has so far nominated three people. Marty Walsh, who was the former labor secretary and Democratic mayor of Boston. As I mentioned, Val Demings. And then he also nominated a Republican businessman by the name of William Zolars. Now, the reason for that is that there always has to be equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats, and these are seven-year confirmations. So these three are now pending before the Senate. And, this is how it plays out. And DeJoy has just basically killed the Postal Service. I mean, you know, he's done so much damage to it, raising prices, shutting down sorting centers, destroying over 100 high-speed sorting machines, all so that he could mess with the 2020 election. And now it looks like he's preparing to mess with the 2024 election. We've got to get this guy out of here. And so it's up to Schumer now. Chuck Schumer has to bring these three nominations to the floor. And, no doubt Republicans will try to filibuster them, but, it needs to be done, and it needs to be done soon. So all that said, let's just assume, since Congressman Khanna has not shown up at this late moment, that somehow our wires... Say what? Oh, he's coming? Oh, geez. Okay. All right. Apparently he's hooking up right now. So you might want to reach out to Senator Schumer and suggest that he pick up these nominations and go forward with this. Still working on it? Okay. All right. You got him? Okay. Yep. So, Congressman Khanna. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us. He's he represents the 17th District of California. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. His website is khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. We got to stop meeting like this.
I
I apologize. I was on the other side, and I didn't realize that it started a few minutes earlier, so I apologize for that.
We'll have to ping you. But thank you. Thank you for being here for this hour, to taking people's calls. It's much appreciated. I noticed that Fox News just had a poll showing that Kamala Harris is now ahead of Donald Trump. Ketchup's got to be hitting the wall at Mar-a-Lago. And also, I was just talking about how there are three nominees before the Senate for the Postal Service that Joe Biden has put up. Two of those three are Democrats. I'm hoping that they move through. Your thoughts on either of those things, or what else is on your mind?
Well, no question that Vice President Harris has momentum. And Tom, the poll you cite is not just that she was up, it's that she's up in the battleground states. In Pennsylvania, Michigan, I think both of those states up. And so this is a reset race. I mean, if we can't get overconfident, it's a 50-50 race. But I do think it's important, as Bernie Sanders has said, for her to articulate a populist economic working class agenda. And this idea, there are several donors actually from Silicon Valley saying, oh, you've got to fire Lina Khan, or that you should back away from having strategic tariffs to protect American industry. That would be a big mistake. And I think if she brings her enthusiasm but runs on the direction that Biden and Bernie were taking the party, which is for working class, for building industry here, and not for just catering to big donors, I think she will win.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thoughts on the post office?
Well, I think they're two great people. I think Val Demings and one other nomination, and we should confirm them. I mean, we given that it is a 50-50 race, that's just, I mean, I think we can win, but we could also lose. We need to be confirming as many people as possible. It's the prudent thing to do.
Yeah, amen. Anything you wanted to share with our listeners before we start picking up calls?
Well, I was in Johnstown, Pennsylvania last week, and, we're proposing modern steel factories in places that have been deindustrialized, and I still believe that bringing you good jobs is the best social program and the best way we're going to help bring this country together. And I'm confident that if we get 4 years of Vice President Harris as President Harris, that we'll be able to continue on that progress that President Biden has done, when no one really did it for 50 years.
Yeah, I'm with you. The founders of this guy, Alexander Hamilton specifically, showed us how to do it. So it's not a secret. All right, let's pick up.
Hamilton, Lincoln, and FDR, right? I mean, they're the great industrializers. And guess what, Colin, you know this because you've written about it. They all had a robust role for government. You can't have populism like Vance and Trump and then rail against the government that's needed to build things.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's pick up some calls here. Nancy in Derry, New Hampshire, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congress Khanna. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I had a question, and I can't understand why it's not a really strong debate question to the Republicans, is the ramifications after, say, what they're proposing happens, and with abortion is going to become final, and then of course the deceptives, 192 Republicans voted to stop, and then voted via letting it happen. So now my question is this: there's probably going to be, I'm going to say, between 25 and 35% of the population is going to be completely removed out of the income status paying bracket towards the United States. What do they propose to do that? I think that's going to crash the economy. And they have no provisions that I've heard. Like, their women are supposed to produce at least 5 to 7 children apiece. That's what we do, and the reason that we're not is thankfully because of contraceptives. And my question is, what provisions have they made as far as economically? I think that's going to collapse our economy.
Got it, Nancy. Got it. Thank you very much.
Well, Nancy, you asked the fundamental question, which is they want to restrict a woman's right to control her own body and force pregnancies, even in cases, as J.D. Vance, of rape and incest. But then they have no provisions for what happens once a child is born. No funding for childcare, no funding for education. They want to cut the Department of Education. no funding for supporting families who are having kids with the child tax credit. And it's this perverse policy that forces women against their wishes. And then when you have these children, has no provisions to look after them. And so you're right to point out that the economic and moral flaws in their position.
Congressman Ro Khanna, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is with us for the hour taking your calls. It'll be a national progressive town hall meeting here on the Tom Hartman program. Your calls for Congressman Khanna are up next. You can find his website at Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov, and you can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back with your calls for the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Ro Khanna.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls right after this. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
By the soft moonlight, a chorus of paws and hearts so bright. We gather round, our voices strong, singing for justice all night long.
Cat ladies for Kamala, we stand tall. With our feet
Cat ladies for Kamala. There you go. David in North Miami Beach, Florida, you are on the air with Congressman Ro Khanna.
Thank you, Professor. Greetings, Congressman. What would be the quickest fix, presuming, you know, that President Kamala had a friendly Congress? Would it be to have a licensed social studies teacher on every network to kind of cut down the lies, or have a Hannibal Lecter actor at the next debate since the so-called real reporters can't do much? Maybe that would get Trump's attention. I'm sure, I'm sure Anthony Hopkins has nothing better to do these days.
Well, look, you raise a good point about all the lies, the misinformation. I think if it was just a policy debate, Democrats would win overwhelmingly. Most people in this country want a ban on assault weapons and common sense gun safety. Most people want a woman to have the control over her own body. Most people believe that everyone should have the right to an equal vote. Most people want Medicare and Social Security to be strengthened, not cut. Most people want a tax on the very, very wealthy and help for the working class. But Trump knows that, and that's why he tries to make the elections about anything but policy and is misleading. But I think if we run on a bold policy agenda, it will break through and we'll win.
Doug in Portland, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Oh, so glad to be able to talk. I respect both of you guys a lot and appreciate what you bring to the community, both of you. I have a question about a potential platform idea, and it's trying to get away from the very divisive things, which I'm very left-leaning in all my views on that. But I'm also kind of in the back of my mind wondering about something that's snappy and that messages well and that people can get behind and that might even get bipartisan support. And I'd be curious to know what Congressman Khanna thinks about this, about just having getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse as a universal sort of idea.
That's the Republican. Well, go ahead, Congressman.
Well, look, Doug, I'd start with getting rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse with the Defense Department, because that's 56% of spending. You can't have Republicans lecture us about deficits and then not, and then continue to increase defense spending, which is the vast amount of the federal budget. And I'm all for making government work. But we also need a bolder agenda for the working class and the middle class. I mean, they're looking at it and they say, what are you going to do to improve our lives? And just saying, well, I'm going to get rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse in government, while important, is not enough to say, okay, how am I going to make paycheck, my monthly bills? How am I going to get rent? How am I going to have a good paying job? So I think we have to talk broader than just waste, fraud, and abuse. Though it should be a part of our agenda.
Omar in Herndon, Virginia, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Tom, thanks so much for taking my call. Good day to you, Mr. Khanna. I think you make a great VP, and I hope they're vetting you to become a VP, Mr. Khanna. But my question to you is, what is the game plan for the Democrats to counter voter suppression, you know, to counter Republican plan A if they lose, not certifying the election, like having the state legislature not certifying the election, and also, you know, what about if we get a Bush versus Gore part two, you know, 2.0? What is the game plan, and should we be concerned about that? Thank you.
Omar, we should. Thank you for the kind words. I think they need someone from who's going to appeal in the Midwest, though, and they've got some great candidates. I saw Tim Walz on TV, and he's got a great way of going at Donald Trump with sort of a folksy Midwestern charm, down to earth. There are other great candidates as well, Senator Kelly, and you know, Governor Shapiro is being considered, and has a good record of building I-95. So we need to pick the ticket that can win. The Electoral Count Act should give us some confidence, because it makes it that the states have to certify whoever the popular vote winner is. But we need our election army ready. If Trump loses this, he's not going to go quietly into the night, and we need to be ready for any shenanigans.
Yeah, he's fighting to keep out of jail. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Hi, Congressman. My question for you is, would you be willing to consider as a proof of concept preceding a Medicare for All bill to go through at some point in the future, the proof of concept that the federal government can do something as large scale as producing a nationwide health care system by simply combining Medicaid and Medicare? Now, I know this isn't something you can do now, and I know this isn't something you necessarily can do until the Democrats are in full control, and even then there's a problem. But as part of a campaign speech towards the working class and the middle class, everyone who has any kind of health insurance in the private sector doesn't have this ridiculous system where you have Part D for drugs and Part C for eyesight and so on and so forth. They need to streamline and have a modern Medicare for the 21st century, get rid of the whole Medicaid program by rolling it into Medicare and have a simple one-stop shop. You don't have to go after everything in the country to do this. Just take the existing programs that you do run, combine them, streamline them, and make them simple and include
let's,
all the
let's
things.
Get Congressman Connor's thoughts, Paul. Thank you.
Well, Paul, that's what Bernie's bill does, Medicare for All. It strengthens it. It consolidates it. That's why you have so many savings. And you also have vision and hearing covered and dental covered. Right now, it is still, despite the inefficiencies, a much lower overhead and administrative cost than private insurance. And the important thing is, it's government's already doing this for a third of the population. So what we're talking about is expanding it to people who it's not doing it for. And they still get private doctors. They still get private nurses. There's still private hospitals. I have never to this day met someone who says, I really, really love my insurance company. People love their doctors, their nurses, but what this is doing is simply saying everyone is going to get better insurance, and the costs are going to go down, and we're going to take the deadweight private insurance profits out of the system.
That's great. That's absolutely brilliant. 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Ro Khanna. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot at the Movies. So without spoilers, what'd you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid, which is why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the wild-caught codskin treats that dogs just go nuts over. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. From every station, coast to coast. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here for Congressman Ro Khanna in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with the Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Dave in Hale, Michigan. You are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Yeah, hi, Tom and Representative. I've got a question. As an incentive to companies and all business people, why don't we start out with a high tax bracket with the companies, and why do we hire the people that are on disability and so on that's already insured through the government, and get them back into work? And the more money that you pay them, the more people that you hire, the more tax breaks that you get. I mean, I don't see how we can work this, but I think it's possible, don't you? And I'll take my answer over there. And I'd like to bring forth that I'd like to hear what Mr. Pasquale's got to say lately about everything that's going on. He's a great guy. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate the question. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we should be taxing capital more, taxing these corporations. And then if they're hiring, which is labor, we can give them a tax credit or a break on the tax, especially if it's someone disabled or someone we want in the workforce. Instead, we do the opposite. We actually give depreciation for capital and for the paying out of dividends, where we should be prioritizing labor. So your proposal makes a lot of sense.
Ruth in St. Louis, Missouri, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for both of you for the work that you do. I don't understand why it's not imperative. I don't understand what it would take, but to fix our electoral system and why we have just three states that determine the outcome of a general election that override, you know, I feel like what would it take to fix our elections instead of having this electoral process where three states determine the outcome of our elections?
Well, Ruth, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, this is why we need to move to a popular vote. And there's this compact, if we could get enough states that pledge their votes to the popular vote winner. We've been trying this since Bush v. Gore to get the popular vote winner to be the president. I mean, Democrats have won 7 out of the 8 last popular votes, and yet we've got a Supreme Court that is stacked with conservative justices. We just have a counter-majoritarian institutions in this country that need fundamental reform.
The website is nationalpopularvote.com if people want to support that effort. Mark in San Francisco, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, Congressman and Tom, I think the Democrats really got to run hard on Project 2025, all our candidates, and also the Supreme Court is all in on this, too. We've got to bring this to light. This is the big issue. We've got to defeat the Republicans over this.
Mark, I couldn't agree with you more. Some of the TikTok, Instagram videos I've done on Project 2025 talking about banning abortion, talking about eliminating the Department of Education, talking about not allowing trans or LGBTQ individuals to serve in certain military positions, really has resonated. And it is the agenda of the Heritage Foundation that will be the document of the first 100 days of the Trump administration. And so we definitely need to expose that.
Bob in Desert Hot Springs, California, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Congressman Khanna. Great show, Tom. Congressman Khanna, I got two choices for Vice President Harris's pick. It should be you or the senator from Michigan. You in the sense that you're smart, you're young, you're independent, and you would be a great VP pick. And also, I think the senator from Michigan.
You mean Gary Peters?
What's your thoughts on that? Yes.
Well, Bob, I appreciate it. I don't think it makes sense to put two Californians on the ticket, but I think having someone from the Midwest makes a lot of sense, and we need to carry Michigan. It's going to be one of the key states. So I'm sure that, you know, you have Tim Walz under consideration, you have Governor Whitmer under consideration, Governor Shapiro in Pennsylvania, and my sense is that she will pick someone from the Midwest, or Senator Kelly would resonate in the Midwest.
Alan, in Rylander, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, gentlemen, I appreciate the show. I appreciate your work, Rose, especially on censorship. I've got a couple of student loan questions for you. So the Democrats have been promising to return bankruptcy rights to student loans in the DNC platform since 2016, but really well before that. What do you think the chances are of the Democrats including that not only in their DNC platform, but in the Kamala Harris campaign? I'm very worried. I don't think they're going to include it this time. I think Democrats are sort of abandoning that pledge. My second question is on student loan cancellation, and this is very concerning to me, guys. Kamala Harris's benefactors are among them are a family called the Swig family. Mary Swig single-handedly started the opposition to canceling student loans by executive order. She wrote a memo, and within days, Nancy Pelosi, Susan Rice, and others were saying things like, the president cannot cancel loans by executive order. That's complete nonsense, by the way. He totally can, and he can do it before the election, in fact. But what do you think the prospects are for
I'm sorry. I just dropped him.
Thought proposed that it was very self-destructive, because then the Supreme Court ended up quoting Nancy Pelosi's justification for striking down the president's constitutional executive order. So we hurt ourselves. But look, I think Elizabeth Warren has been very strong in this. We need to give students the right to be able to get out of student debt in bankruptcy and should not repudiate that part of our platform. And the vice president needs to come out for student loan forgiveness and continuing what Biden built on. And this is where she has an opportunity in the next few weeks to say, is she going to continue on the populist economic route that Biden was taking the party with Bernie and Warren's input and progressive caucus? Or are we going to go back to sort of the time before that? And I think it would be a big mistake to go backwards.
Al in Sterling, Illinois, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, Congressman. In regards to immigration, I think we need to address the causes of immigration across the border and show the benefits of a properly regulated immigration policy, and possibly bring back the resettle program and maybe a Marshall program for Central America, Marshall-type plan.
Well, I think we absolutely need to focus on the economic development of these other countries. I mean, that's the long-term solution to not having a mass inflow into the United States, is to have economically vibrant places. But we also need immigrants in the United States to be able to continue to grow economically, to be helping small businesses, to be able to do a lot of work. And the studies that show immigrants depress American wages are just not true, because they also spend money in the United States. They end up increasing demand and creating new jobs. So we need a thoughtful, comprehensive approach to immigration.
Patrick in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Congressman. Sonia Massey was executed by police after calling for help, and he was working at six different previous police agencies. Can we get some kind of bad cop registry system, something similar to the sexual predator list or even the terrorist do not fly list, to put these police officers on after the first two agencies that they're forced to leave from, or if they're forced to leave for any negative reason at all? Thank you.
Patrick, I agree with you. I mean, it is absurd that you can have misconduct in one department and then go and go to another department and be hired. I mean, as a lawyer, for example, if you make ethical mistakes in the California bar, they notify the other bars, and you can't practice in another state. The same standard should be the case with police officers.
Roosevelt in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, Tom, Congressman Khanna. Thank you for accepting the call. I have a question about wealth distribution. I think Democrats and progressives do themselves discredit when questions about the economy come up and people start saying it's kitchen table issues, we are not feeling it. I think one of the best explanations for that would be the GOP policies that redistribute the wealth to the top. I know one of them is, you know, like monopolies with big industry and business, but wouldn't it help if the people understood that this wealth being generated to the top had other means also besides the monopoly?
Well, Roosevelt, I agree with you. The GOP policy has been redistribution to the top. I mean, corporate tax cuts, that's basically taking wealth and helping the very, very top 1%. And what the Democratic plan needs to be is, how do we provide for economic security for the working class, raise wages, provide an ability for them to get education, have universal health care, have good-paying industrial and manufacturing jobs. And that is the difference, that we're actually for the party that wants to build wealth for most people, not just the 1%.
Congressman Ro Khanna is with us, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing California's 17th district in the U.S. House of Representatives. His website, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. Our National Progressive Town Hall meeting rolls along with your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, blasted Iowa's six-week abortion ban that went into effect Monday, putting the blame squarely on former President Trump.
One in three women of reproductive age in America lives in a state with a Trump abortion ban.
Her campaign also calling out Trump for his comments to evangelical Christians over the weekend.
You gotta get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
The campaign calling that further proof democracy is under assault. The Pentagon announced another $200 million in military aid for Ukraine and is budgeting $1.5 billion more for future weapons purchases. The U.S. enters Tuesday's Olympic competition with a world-leading 20 medals, only 3 gold, though. Officials postponed Tuesday's triathlon, the Seine River in Paris, too polluted to swim in after recent heavy rain. They'll try again Wednesday. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of 2 people linked to the death of a 5-year-old boy in Milwaukee last year will spend the rest of his life in prison. David Peturo was sentenced Friday. Prince McCree's battered remains were found in a dumpster last October. Eric Mendoza will also stand trial. It looks like another record-breaking year for the EAA Air Venture. Here's Lisa Hale.
Organizers say preliminary numbers look very similar to last year's record-breaking attendance of 677,000 people. EAA officials say 94 countries were represented this year, breaking last year's record of 93. A record number, 861 exhibitors were on the ground. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A good actor or actress will do anything to get the shot. In the case of Jennifer Aniston, that means getting splashed with oil like she did while shooting a scene for an episode of the new season of The Morning Show. Few details were given by the New York Post, which posted photos of her covered in black oil. The Morning Show received several Emmy nominations, including for Best Drama Series and Lead Actress for both Aniston and her co-star Reese Witherspoon. The Morning Show is in its 4th season and airs on Apple TV. Gwyneth Paltrow has lots to say, and it's all important, according to Gwyneth Paltrow. On social media, the Oscar winner said she was confused about Robert Downey's announcement at Comic-Con last week that he will return to the Marvel franchise in The Avengers to play Dr. Doom. Not sure what's so confusing about that. Paltrow played Marvel character Pepper Potts, who was Downey's love interest in Iron Man. She could just be jealous he's seeing other fictional characters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Partly cloudy skies and a little patchy fog forming. We'll be in the lower 60s at daybreak, or winds on the light side. For Tuesday, we'll see a partly sunny sky, highs in the middle 80s, and showers and thunderstorms moving in. Right now, it's 64.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Tuesday edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll rehash President Joe Biden's proposition for the U.S. Supreme Court. Should they recuse? Hell to the yeah.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Will the forest breathe? Will the ocean sway? When we're no longer here, will Earth be okay?
52 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour. Don in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Don, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen, for your time. Just like when Obamacare came out, it was great. There was more access to health care. But what you should have already experienced and know is that it's harder to get to see a doctor. It's harder to get to see the care because they didn't increase the number of providers. So when we go Medicare for all, is there a solid plan in the legislature to give more access to medical schools for all kinds of people? Because right now, it's a good old boys club to get in medical school.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a plan to increase the number of doctors, increase the number of nurses, increases the number of hospitals and community hospitals. And you're absolutely right that as more people get access to healthcare, we have to increase the supply of healthcare. And that is absolutely critical. And Medicare for All, Bernie's plan, has those provisions.
Mike, in Tecumseh, Michigan, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I just wondered what the Congressman thought of the, I know you mentioned Mark Kelly before, but I think he'd be a great pick. I mean, the guy's he's been in space longer than I think anybody else in the world, maybe. Not that that's a qualification, but he's a military guy. I think he's really got a square shooter. He's a great husband of Gabby Giffords. I think it really bring it to the forefront about the weapons. But what do you think?
Well, I think Kelly would be terrific. I think Tim Walz would be terrific. I know Shapiro's on the list and highly regarded in terms of winning Pennsylvania. I think she's got an abundance of choices. We've got a lot of great talent in our party.
Mike, in Baltimore, Maryland, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Thank you for taking my call. My question for both of you is, does the Democratic Party have any plans to do a better job messaging how the economy reacts when the party is in the White House and has control of Congress and the Senate? Seems to me that, you know, anybody voting for the Republican ticket, they're doing so because they think that they're better for the economy, which is blatantly untrue. And how do the Democrats plan on getting that message out?
Well, Mike, the message should be that the president has created a generational economy, the jobs of the future in infrastructure, in chips, in semiconductors, in batteries, in solar, and he's bringing them to all these deindustrialized communities. You set up this country for the next 20 years with the investments we're making, and that we're going to now push to also increase the minimum wage. So if you work in America, you're not poor. That we're going to work to increase the home ownership by giving people assistance in buying homes and capping rent. We have the economic agenda to rebuild the country and working in middle class. And you're right, we have to do a better job telling that story.
Bob, in Claymont, Delaware, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to know why Merrick Garland still has a job. I feel that we are in this position now with the insurrectionist running for president because he wasn't taken care of at the time he committed the crime. Thank you.
Bob, I was one of the people who thought that Attorney General Garland should have acted earlier, more decisively. He didn't, but now we got to beat Donald Trump at the ballot box, and we can. I mean, these poll numbers are encouraging. The momentum is with us. If we can carry this momentum through the convention, remember, we're almost tied, and we still have our vice presidential pick. We still have our convention, so I like our odds.
Congressman, I just have 20 seconds left, not enough time to get a caller in. Thoughts on the coming weeks?
I think we've got time to go and work our hearts out in the battleground states, have a good convention, come together around the ticket. And the biggest thing, though, is come out with a bold economic populist agenda. I still believe if Hillary Clinton had done that in October, she would have won. Whoever has the working class economic agenda is going to win this race.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Back at you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls, Project 2025 and the threat already in place. Stay tuned. It's 57 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Maggie's out for the week. Matt Rothschild's filling in. We're going to be talking about the incredible impact of the fire hose of news that has been the last few weeks.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.